Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sota, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnahs are being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zeichet Afayin, Ruziva Ghagun, B'Karav Mamesh. Mishnah Zayin tells us Bas Yisrael Shenisa L'Kayin. If a Bas Yisrael married a Kayin, Minchas Nisrefes, her Mincha that she brings is totally burned, and the Shiraim, the leftovers after the Kaimitz is brought, is not going to be eaten. We're going to explain this in a moment. The Kayhenes, Shenisa L'Yisrael, but if we have a woman who's a Kayin and she's married to Yisrael, Minchas Necheles, her Mincha is eaten. Now we explain Ma Bein Kayin L'Kayhenes, what's the difference between a Kayin and Kayhenes? First of all, Minchas Kohenes necheles, Minchas Kohen ino necheles. Mincha of a Kohenes is eaten, whereas the Mincha of a Kohen is not eaten. And that's because the Pasuk tells us, V'chol Minchas Kohen kolol tia lo se'achel, any Mincha that a Kohen brings has to be totally burned, it's not allowed to be eaten. And that's why the Mincha of a Kohen is not eaten, and that's why the Mincha of the wife of a Kohen is not eaten, even if she's a Bas Yisrael, because her husband has rights to her Mincha, and therefore it's considered like the Mincha of a Kohen, and that's why it's totally burned. Moving on to more differences between a Kohen and Kohenes, Kohenes mischaleles, v'Kohen ain mischalel. A kohenes who lives with a man that she's not allowed to, so she becomes a chalala, meaning she passels herself from eating truma and from marrying a kohen. But a kohen himself, who lives with somebody who he's not allowed to, he's allowed to continue eating truma and doesn't passel himself. Another difference, kohenes mitamal meisim, v'ain kohen mitamal meisim. A kohenes could become tamei meis, but a kohen is not allowed to become tamei meis. And lastly, kohen oichel b'kache kachim, v'ain kohenes oichas b'kache kachim. A kohen is allowed to eat kache kachim, the highest level of kachim, whereas a kohenes is not allowed to. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, now discussing eight differences between a man and a woman. Ma bein ish l'isha, what's the difference between a man and a woman? Ha ish pireu fayrim, bein isha pireas ufayremes. If a man is a matzaira, so he has to be pireya, let his hair grow out, and fayrim, have torn clothing, but a woman doesn't do this if she's a matzaira. The next two have to do with nazir, which we learned about in the previous mesechta. Ha ish maders b'nai b'nazir, bein isha maders b'nai b'nazir. A man is able to apply nazirus to his son, but a woman is not able to make her son be a nazir. And ha ish megalech on nazirus aviv, bein isha megalachas on nazirus aviyah. A man is allowed to be megaleach, which means he's allowed to bring the karbanos for his nazirus, even though they were really his father's karbanos for his nazirus, but a woman can't do this. On to more differences. So ish mecheres bita, v'eino isha mecheres bita. A man can sell his young daughter, who's a ketana, as an ama ivriya, a Jewish maidservant, but a woman is not able to sell her daughter. Ha ish mekadeshes bita, v'eino isha mekadeshes bita. A man could accept kiddushin for his young daughter, but a woman is not able to do so. The next two have to do with skila. Ha ish niskal arim, v'eino isha niskalas haruma. If a man is chayav skila, so his clothing are removed before he gets skila. He's stoned unclothed, but a woman is not stoned unclothed. And furthermore, ha'ish nisle, ve'ein ha'isha nisles, after the skila, a man is hanged up on a tree, but a woman is not. And lastly, ha'ish nimkar b'gnevasai, ve'ein ha'isha nimkars b'gnevasai. If a man steals something and he doesn't have money to pay back, so he's sold as an eved ivri. But a woman, if she steals something and she doesn't have any money to pay back, she is not going to be sold as an ama ivriya. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.